If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to the Six Man Show postgame live, presented by Rock'em. Magic fall 103-104 in Cleveland in game five of this series. In a game that you really, really, really probably needed to win. Just updating the series score here. It's now 3-2 Cleveland. They now can win. The next game they win, obviously they will move on to the second round. Tough loss tonight for the Magic. Like I said, a game you had to win, a game that was there for the taking, and just over the last 2 minutes or so, you could not find a way through. Couple reasons for that. Obviously, I think turnovers are a reason, missed free throws are a reason, poor end of the first quarter is a reason, Max Strus finally hitting shots is a reason, Marcus Morris Sr. playing well is a reason. Lots of reasons here to talk about today. But ultimately, the Magic falls short. Valiant effort. It's not for lack of effort, as usual with this team. But yeah, that one feels like it could hurt us in the long run. The idea of winning a game six and winning a game seven, always daunting. But hey, is what it is. Tough loss against a good team. But we'll see what the Magic have over this weekend. But welcome to the show. My name is Producer Kevin. Glad you're here with us on this Tuesday night. Obviously, difficult loss. Very tough one to take, but we're going to fight our way through it, boys and girls. This show is brought to you by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store. They're located in Orlando. They make awesome socks and underwear for some of your favorite teams, some of your favorite non-sports entities like Disney, Marvel, and Harry Potter. Checking out some of the Magic offerings that they have right now. They have the Everybody In socks. They have the Everybody In boxers. They have the camo Magic. They have these stuff boxers that I have over my shoulder right over here. Looking awesome, as always. We always encourage you to check them out at rock'em.com. All kinds of cool stuff. Again, not just Magic stuff, but some of your other favorite sports teams from the NFL, NHL, and college as well. Just be sure you use this code, MAGIC20, because it gets you 20% off your order at rock'em.com every time you shop there over the course of this Magic season, which is still live. Game six on Friday in Orlando. Do or die, win or go home. It's going to be so stressful. I'm already scared. But we know the Kia Center crowd is going to bring it. I'm going to be there. I know a lot of you will be there as well. So it will be interesting. All right, guys. Let's take a look. We got here from Super Chats. We got Ty. What is going on? Why does this do this? I'll never understand this. Whatever. Ty Mr. TV here with the Super Chat says, I've never been more proud of a loss, but we shot threes that we didn't need, and the driving player has to seek contact and go up strong and hit free throws. Yeah, we forced some threes. Obviously, I'm not going to sit here and complain too much about Paolo. Paolo was sensational. He's the reason we were in this game, the reason we almost won this game. However, if you've been watching this show all season long, which, by the way, we've done now like 89 of these shows, which is insane. If you've been watching this show, how many times have I gotten on here and complained about Paolo going for the home run three ball with under 2 minutes to go in a close game? It has to be maybe pushing double digits. Like, it's at least five. It's his thing. He likes to do it. I'd say if he's taken eight of them, he's maybe has made two of them. Maybe. It's very frustrating. I know he was on fire. He was feeling it. Played great tonight. I'm not going to complain about it. But with 90 seconds left, it's just not a good shot. You walk into a three, no ball movement, no screens, no nothing. It's not a good move by him. And we were never able to climb out of that. after that. So yeah, that's an unnecessary three. Credit to the Magic for getting the free throw line tonight. 29 free throws attempted, but you only make 22 of them in a 1-point game. It's rough. Thank you for the super chat, Ty. Luis Rosario says, well, we need another blowout on Friday. Yeah. Got to win on Friday. Again, that is going to be... I'm already sweating thinking about it, guys. That is going to be so stressful. I don't know if I can handle that, man. Good grief. All right, let's see what else we got here from the chat. 150 of you hanging out with us here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Please hit that like button as it's do or die time, folks. At this point, this could be the next to last postgame live of the season. I hope not. But hey, one more loss and the season is over. Hard to believe. But yeah, hit that like button if you're hanging out here. All right. Here we go. I'm taking a look at the chat here. A lot of chat stuff before the game is over, trying to find the end. Let's see. Everett says, Franz sold in that 3-point shot to the end of the first quarter came back to bite us. Yeah. The end of that first quarter, quite literally the difference in the game. Unfortunately, lots of things went wrong at the end of the first quarter, but the big one was Mo Wagner with the bad pass, the turnover, the three ball. I don't even remember who hit the three, Okoro or somebody. I don't remember. Hits a three at the end of the first quarter to put the Cavs up 10 in a game that you lose by one. Hate to see that. Janine says, what a fight by our boys. So proud of them. A few more made free throws or a few less turnovers, and this game was ours. Magic in seven. Yeah, I mean... Again, you look at those free throws, it's a 1-point game. You miss seven free throws on the night. You end up with, I think, 14 turnovers. Powell with five of them. Rough. Lots of heartbreak emojis in the chat. Yeah, it was really, really rough. Tough, tough loss. But this is one of those that will absolutely go down as a learning experience. No matter how this series ends, no matter how this season ends, that is one. We finally got a competitive game in the playoffs for Paolo, for Franz, for Jalen. Really good learning experience. Christian says, a few errors away from bringing home the W, 100%. Chris said, Cavs had an answer for every run the Magic had tonight. It hurts, but can't be upset. Yeah, I think that's kind of where I am. That's a team that you expect to win, obviously, on paper. They got a lot of playmakers. Guys that hadn't played well all series long finally played well. Again, I mentioned Max Strus being the biggest name there. Missed a ton of shots all series long. Finally gets them to go and ends up being part of the reason they come away with a win tonight. So, yeah, I'm not mad. I'm not sitting here mad. I'm not angry. Again, this is how we expected the series to go. But you can tell Game 3 and Game 4 put a scare in Cleveland. And even tonight, you know, down the stretch, that building was concerned, you know. That was a very nervous energy in that building. You didn't see Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell chirping this game. No. They knew they couldn't, you know, play with their food anymore. They couldn't have all the extracurricular stuff. We scared them a little bit in games 3 and 4. And hey, game 6, you never know. Would be awesome to force a game 7. We got another super chat here from Luke Benson. Says, Suggs has lost us 2 games by fouling at half court. I don't know. That feels a little harsh. I understand what you're saying, but feels a little harsh. Let's see here. Where were we? I lost my spot. Noel Ramirez says, Gary must be the worst starter in the playoffs. Look, I've defended Gary Harris all season long. I've said we got to bring him back all season long because of his defense and his veteran presence and leadership. But I don't know, man. It's hard. Obviously, I still think he's a great defender, but he's got one job on offense, and it's to make open threes. And he has really hurt this team in this series by not doing that outside of game 2, where I think he was 4 of 7. Yeah. Not great. He does leave the game tonight with, a hamstring strain? Something like that. There's a chance he doesn't play the rest of the series. I don't know. We'll see. Rough. Warp 10 says, that one rips my heart out, but they played so much better than games 1 and 2. I'm crazy proud of these boys tonight. Here's the thing, guys. Like, this team does not lack confidence. Despite losing games 1 and 2 in the fashion that they did, they come out tonight. after being boosted by games 3 and 4, and they play the way that they did, which wasn't great. Like, the Magic did not play well. They had open looks they did not hit, especially in that first half. There were a lot of open threes. Jalen, J.I., Gary Harris had a couple. Open three balls. Team not hitting. Still got, again, a lot of good shots in the first half. Played well enough in the second half to win, especially defensively. Defensively, all game they played well enough to win. Just couldn't hit shots down the stretch. And so this team, if this team is able to force a game seven, which is going to be difficult, if this team is going to force a game seven, they're not going to be scared of game seven. Like, they're not going to be scared. I know they're 0-3 on this court, but they played like they did tonight, which wasn't their best effort. Not effort. That's a bad way to put it. They had great effort. Wasn't their best performance tonight, right? And they lose by one. Tough game. You know, the last 90 seconds or so, you just couldn't make a play. So this team is not going to be afraid if this one goes seven, which I think is obviously very, very exciting. Oh, man. Metro Boomin says, good learning experience, made some costly mistakes. Sucks to lose these losses. Sucks to lose, but these losses make us better in the long run. Yeah, exactly. 100% agree. Rough. Nesto says, Cole Anthony played terrible. Yep. Cole was not good. Cole has not been good all series. Had one good game. Markel, yeah, had some good stretches, some good finds. But defensively, guys are just blowing by Markel on multiple occasions. Rough. Destin for Greatness says, this honestly feels like Magic in seven. We've shown we can hang in Cleveland, take care of business at home, and rip their hearts out at home. I think it's possible. To me, I don't know if I'd say it feels like Magic in seven. If you're going to win one in Cleveland, that felt like the one. Like, that game was there for the taking. Just came up short. Again, not to say I don't think they can win game seven. I think they can, but I also think Cleveland can win game six. You know? Yeah, we smoked them at home, but how are the Magic going to play with their backs up against the wall? We've never seen that before. You know, the Cavs should be smelling blood right now. But, yeah. Ascension says game seven will be crazy. That'd be awesome. Do you believe it? Says to the wire. Mobley, why you got to do that, man? Yeah, that block, Evan Mobley, terrific. I mean, kudos. I thought Franz had the step, and just not enough. HGTV says bounce back at home, let's go Magic from the Philippines. Hey, thanks for tuning in. A lot of people saying Magic in seven. Mark Edwards says, that terrible Paolo 3, Franz attacking Mobley is just not smart. Suggs overly aggressive. Paolo 3, I agree. I talked about it earlier. It's a terrible shot. Franz attacking Mobley is not smart. I don't know, man. He's had some success with that over the course of the series. I don't hate it. And again, I thought he had the step, but again, Mobley's just so lanky. I mean, kudos to him. It's just a great play. Great play. A lot of belief here. Matt says, Kevin, how are you so chill after that? I'm absolutely destroyed. To be honest, guys, I had a medical procedure yesterday, and I can't get worked up. Literally, I can't, or I'm going to bleed out. I've got stitches and stuff. I can't get worked up. I'll just be brutally honest with you guys. Mentally, emotionally, I'm a little bit destroyed. Part of the reason is, you know, this is how you expect the series to go this way, right? Like, you expect the Cavs to bounce back at home after getting embarrassed in the last two games. That's a veteran team. They're, you know, in a close game down the stretch, they're the more likely party to make big plays, right? This Magic team has not been here before, right? We've talked about this ad nauseum. Before the series, during the series, the Cavs have the playoff experience, the Magic do not. So at some way, I kind of expected this. Anything better than this, I would have been surprised. And honestly, I probably would have been the opposite way. Like, if we had actually pulled this win off, I probably would have been bouncing off the walls versus now, where I don't want to say I expected it. But once those last 90 seconds happened, it just felt inevitable to me. Yeah. Nesto says nearly a 40 piece for Paolo. Yeah, we talked about the negatives, but man, Paolo, that second half was unreal. 39 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, 14 of 24 from the field. Oh, excuse me. Ends up 4 of 7 from 3, including that heave at the end there. That was too little too late, but wow. Stunna Boy says, please bench Harris, give Black a go. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see Anthony Black in this series. I mean, it's Jamal Mosey's kind of shown that that's not going to happen. As far as Gary Harris, we'll see what happens with that injury. There's a chance we don't see him again. We'll see.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Rough. All right. I'll look at a couple more here before we look at some of these stats. Really quick, there's 180 of you here. Let me explain what's coming up here from our show. Just later tonight, I'll be recording the six-man show with Jonathan Osborne once he gets home, probably around midnight, something like that. So when you guys wake up in the morning, you'll have a fresh episode of the six-man show to get Jonathan's reaction and my extended reaction to this game as we look ahead to this this weekend for Orlando Magic basketball. Again, Friday, it's going to be interesting at Kia Center for sure. Then once you get to Friday, things you can expect from us Friday, we'll have another joint live show, just like we did after Game 3. Myself, Jonathan, Luke will all be at Game 3 together. And so we'll do a live show after Game 3. Again, like a hybrid six-man show, post-game live show combined thing like we did after Game 3, as well as a six-fan show after Game 6. And then if we are fortunate enough to force a Game 7, we'll do the same thing. We'll do another live show after Game 7, and then we'll do a six-fan show as well. And so it'll be an adventure one way or another this weekend. But yeah, if you're hanging out with us again, there's over 180 of you here at almost 11 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for being here. Hit that like button if you're appreciative of all the Magic content, not just this show, but all the Magic content we've put out all season long. Again, I think this is our 89th live postgame show this season, which is disgusting. I'm trying to think. We did 81 regular season games, 4 preseason games. That's 85. This was game 5. Oh, we've done 90. This is our 90th live postgame show of the season out of 91 games. If that's not worth a like, I don't know what is. So, love that, man. Chris, speaking of which, Chris D says, what if the real postgame live was the friends we made along the way? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to save the gushy stuff for our last show, whenever that is, whether it's Friday or Sunday or the second round or the finals, whatever. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun getting to do these with everyone. Gabe says, finally an exciting game. Isn't that crazy? 5 games in, we finally get a close one. Wild. Wild. Oh, man. Dinalos says, sad, not mad right now. Going to be mighty hard to win the series now. Yeah, backs against the wall. I have no idea. No idea what to expect from this Magic team on Friday and Sunday, but if we were to make it there, but Friday, you know. It's going to be a nervous energy from the crowd, going to be a nervous energy from the team, I expect. I feel like they're going to have to kind of find their way through the first quarter into the game mentally, but we'll talk more about game 6 later. Manfell Media says, something positive is the Magic embrace the crowd. The Franz moment taunting the crowd was nice. That was pretty fun. Got to make the free throw, though. If I remember correctly, he missed the first free throw from there. The other thing that's really disappointing is... you lose this game without Jared Allen. Like, no Jared Allen tonight for the Cavs, and you still aren't able to find a way to do it. Now, they beat you in different ways tonight without Jared Allen. What did I say earlier? Max Strus, Marcus Morris Jr. hit some shots. And obviously the backcourt, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland took their turns taking over this game. First, second, fourth quarter, all those things. But yeah, it was tough. We got a couple super chats that have come in here lately. Let's see what we got here. Shahin with a super chat. Says, Cole got cooked. Glad we went big late. Yeah, Cole and Markel both cooked defensively. Rough. Soul Train says, bench and Paolo kept them in it. Get well soon. Thank you, Soul Train. Appreciate that and appreciate the super chat. And David S. says, look, it sucks we lost, but now we're heading home where we've owned them. Get one more win, then head back to Cleveland and win the series. That's what it's going to take. That is what it's going to take. It's, I mean, Guys, if the Magic find a way to do this now, that's going to be very impressive. That is daunting. That is, at least to me, that is a daunting task. The idea of going up to Cleveland and winning Game 7 to win a series. That's terrifying. But we'll see. We'll see. Really felt like Magic in 6 was the way. Sorry, guys. I'm still coming down off of some of the medication I got yesterday. All right, let's take a look at the box score. Oh, man. Magic, once again, do not shoot the ball well in Cleveland. Surprise, surprise. Just 29% from three. I would say, while the Magic had a lot of open looks in the first half, they did not have as many in the second half. So credit to the Cavs defense. Part of that, I think, was Paolo getting hot, doing a lot of ISO ball down the stretch, third quarter, fourth quarter. So maybe that was part of it. But first half, Magic got a ton of open looks. We mentioned it earlier. I mean, J.I., lots of good looks. He ends up 1 of 3 from three. Jalen was the biggest one. Jalen goes 0 for 5 from three tonight. And I'd say probably at least 3 or 4 of those were wide open. Got to get at least a couple of those from Jalen to have a chance in this one. Outside of the three-point, or inside the three-point line, Jalen was good tonight. We'll get to him in a second, but looking at the rest of the box score, Franz goes for 14 on 3 of 11, 5 boards, 6 assists. Paolo, obviously the story for the Magic tonight, 39 points, 8 boards, 4 assists on a very efficient 14 of 24 and 4 of 7 from 3, as well as 7 of 8 from the free throw line for both him and Franz. So great free throw shooting from them. Wendell tonight, 7 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 3 blocks. I thought Wendell was really good tonight on the glass. Again, 3 blocks, that's a lot for him. Did a really good job defending. Obviously didn't have to deal with Jarrett Allen tonight, so maybe that was part of it. Gary Harris, again, we've talked about him, just not giving you what you need. Leaves the game with that. Again, I can't remember. I think it was a hamstring strain or thigh strain or something like that. Will be interesting to see if he's good to go on Friday, and if not, who will start in his place. Jalen, we just mentioned him. Shot the ball well from inside the line, 5 of 9, but 0 of 5 from 3. 3 or 4 from the line, 5 boards, 2 steals, and a block for him, and 13 points. Mo Wagner, 8 points tonight. Markel with 7 points, 3 of 3 from the field. Again, we talked about Cole, just not enough. We don't have a chance if Cole's going to go out there and go 1 of 4 for 2 points. I mean, not a chance. No chance. J.I. tonight, 7 points, hit that big 3 right before the Joe Ingles big 3 that gave us the lead. Big swing momentum there. That was a lot of fun. Felt like the tide definitely turned there. But unfortunately, Magic were not just able to keep that going. Looking at the Cavs box score here, just briefly again, Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, they combined for 51 of their 104 points. Those guys were great tonight. Maybe great's a stretch. Donovan Mitchell, 9 of 23 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. Ends up getting 10 free throws. I mean, that's where he gets a lot of his, chunk of his points there. Evan Mobley, 14 points, 13 boards. Thought he was pretty good. Obviously, really good down the stretch, especially with that block. Max Strus is the one who killed you tonight. Finally hitting threes, goes 4 of 10 tonight. And then Marcus Morris Sr., the surprise Magic killer tonight, 2 of 5 from 3. They really, really hurt you. But Cavs shoot 43% from the field, 35% from 3. I mean, that's pretty average from 3, below average from 2. Magic defense was really good through large stretches of this game, but not good enough. Again, it's the three-point shooting that kills you tonight. It's the free throw shooting that kills you tonight. Cavs were 15 of 19. Yeah, free throw shooting kills you. Killed you tonight. Rebounding 54 to 49, so you win that. Actually, let me go over here to my team stats here. Another first quarter L for the Magic. They've lost all 3 of the first quarters in Cleveland, and did we trail? I think we trailed at the end of the first quarter in game 4 too, didn't we? We definitely trailed at the half. We were down 9. I think we trailed at the end of the first quarter in game 4 as well. So that means, Magic have lost 4 of the 5 first quarters. And this one should not have been like that. I think it was like a 4-point lead with like 40 seconds to go in that first quarter before we give up a quick 6-0 run. Just not good enough. Magic win the second quarter, win the fourth quarter, but not enough as they fall by 1. Points in the paint. Cleveland kills you again with 42. They also get 19 fast break points. You hate to see that. 30 bench points for the Magic. That's not going to be enough based on how our team is structured. And the Magic only get 8 points off of the 10 Cleveland turnovers. Never going to win a game with the Magic getting 8 points off of turnovers. Never going to happen. Never, ever, ever. All right, guys. Let's see here. Things around the league tonight. The Sixers got a miracle win in New York. I caught the end of that game. Tyrese Maxey with 7 points in two possessions down the stretch there, including a four-point play to send the game to overtime where the Knicks pull it out and keep their season alive. Again, hoping the Magic can do the same. Right now, the Bucks lead by 12, 60-48 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're also looking to keep their season alive and force a game six. The Magic will be looking to do the same on Friday to force a game seven in Cleveland. Cameron, this is a good question. Any confirmation of start time? Oh, where'd it go? There we go. Any confirmation of start time for next game? Yes and no. Okay. It will either start at 7 or 8 p.m. If the Celtics beat Miami tomorrow to end their series, game six will start at 7 p.m. on Friday on ESPN. If Miami beats Boston to force a game six, that game will be at 7 on ESPN, and the Magic game will be at 8 on ESPN 2, okay? So tip time for Friday will either be 7 p.m. on ESPN or 8 p.m. on ESPN 2. So that is what you can expect for Friday. Those are the two options, either 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for Game 6 at home, and then Game 7 on Sunday, again, if... Well, actually, those aren't confirmed. I don't have this 100% confirmed. I do have it confirmed. If the Celtics and Heat does not go seven games, which would be crazy if it does go seven games. It would be crazy if it goes six games. If it does not go seven games and the Magic do go seven games, that game will tip off at 1 o'clock on Sunday on ABC. Magic on ABC. Can you imagine that? That'd be kind of crazy. Kind of wild. But we'll see. We'll see. All right. Let's look at the chat a couple more times here. A couple more final thoughts before we call this one a night. Ascension says defense is great, but we still need some offense if the game is close at the end. Yeah. Again, just couldn't find the buckets we needed in the last couple minutes there. Kenny says Magic will bounce back. Magic in seven. Oh, this is a good point. Do you believe it says some of that box score makes it look like Magic should have lost by 15 plus? It's true. It's true. Maniac Slap said, I said Magic in six is officially house money. Everything is house money at this point. The fact that the Magic forced a game six is house money, okay? House money. Didal says, I have to get up in 2.5 hours. Good night, Magic fans. Magic in seven. And then Ascension says, I love how Inside the NBA doesn't say a word after we blew them out twice. Probably going to say something now. Hey, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how that goes? One more super chat from Shane Harding. We'll end this on a positive note. It says, Magic in seven. I hope so. Going to take a big effort on Friday, not just from the team, but from the fans as well. If you're going to be at Kia on Friday, we got to bring it, guys. I know it's going to be nerve-wracking. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tough. But hey, we did it in game 3 and 4. We can do it in game 6 and force a game 7. Regardless, win, lose, or draw, we'll be here live, and Jonathan and Luke will be joining me after the game on Friday, game 6. We'll see how it goes, guys. It's stressful from here on out. Have a good rest of the week. We'll see you on Friday. But until then, let's go, Matt.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.